Ah, Berkey, it's back. How are you, mate?
Oh, mate, I'm good. And I'm pumped, boys, as well. And, Loz, you're right. Mate, Queensland, there's no one likes them, mate. No one likes them. I remember the early days of, you know, talking about Paul Gallen going in to talk to the boys. Yeah. We used to have Simon Poitevin coming in.
Yeah. And what year was that, Bert? That would have been early the 90s, or was that before Super Rugby, or just...
Do you remember? So the history of it, and Clark, you were talking about it before, the history of it was going back to sort of, you know, early days. I'm talking about sort of 70s and 80s and that kind of stuff. There was a point there where Queensland was so bad that New South Wales made the arrogant call and said, we don't want to play against you blokes because you're not up to standard. And that just put a knife through the heart for Queensland. So they came back. They ended up getting a team that was absolutely formidable. And they sort of made up most of the Wallaby outfit for a while when you had Andrew Slack and crew sort of, you know, running around up there. So that rivalry, although it's not perhaps played out in the media as much as what the rugby league state of origin is very much there. I remember one New South Wales Queensland game where Michael Brile and Dan Crowley were having a fight up the tunnel at half time. Mate, it was fantastic.
Where were you?
I was way out the back, mate. Absolutely. I was sipping my Gatorade already.
I heard, you know, Gal went and spoke to the Waratahs this week, and there's no more passionate New South Welshman. But I just wonder what a guy like Carmichael Hunt would have been thinking when Gal was talking about that rivalry and how much he may or may not have bought into it.
That's exactly right. And then the captain at the moment, Rob Simmons, is a Queenslander as well. So my old mate and assistant coach now, Chris Whittaker, spoke about during the week. He said, I've got to tread carefully a little bit. But, you know, when you're playing and drawing upon that blue versus red, you know, you've got to be all in for whatever team you're playing with, and you've got to buy in that week. So, you know, certainly these guys, and, you know, there's 10 changes in this Waratahs team at the moment. So there's no Kirtley Beale, there's no Damien Fitzpatrick, Carmichael Hunt, you mentioned, is out, Jake Gordon gone, Tom Robinson. There's 10 guys that have come in there, and I heard you talking about the young boys, like Will Harrison, Joe Walton there. It's going to be at centre, all these new debutants coming through. And they've got to get that fire and brimstone into a Suncorp Stadium, which I suppose will be a little bit, is the cauldron a little bit less because there's no crowd, and maybe it will be. So maybe a good opportunity for the Waratahs as a young team to have a crack at this Queensland outfit.
Yeah, Berkey, Loz just mentioned how important these first couple of games are in regards to the entertainment factor for rugby fans. Do you think the new rules will help this?
They will allow to manipulate the game perhaps a little bit, Clarky. And a lot of it was talking about the, and I did notice a kicking element. And we don't want to go over on the kicking, but what it does allow is that it sort of pushes the outside back a little bit. So instead of having, you know, that straight brick wall line across there, it may allow to have a little bit more space there. The breakdown is going to be the other part. They were pretty whistle happy over in New Zealand a couple of weeks ago. So there'll be a little bit of a teething problem, but certainly the ability to throw the ball around and it, pretty much what rugby league has been doing at the moment. I mean, the boys are offloading through tackles and that's how the game is supposed to be played, that continuity, keep the ball alive rather than the stop-start. So excited about the games, boys, absolutely. As you mentioned, Rebels are taking on the Brumbies as well. Brumbies are the standouts of the tournament early days, and they'll be a force as well. But then in saying that, the Force come in, they're pumped, they're already throwing barbs out to the Waratahs saying that we're going to get you next week. And remember, the Force also fall under a different category. So they've Waratahs are, you probably saw during the week, they've made some cuts across the board there. They're not going to be replacing the guys like Beale and Fitzpatrick and a few other blokes purely because of spending. The Western Force are a bit different. They don't come under the salary cap, so they can just go and buy whomever they want for this 12-week period. And they've got a bundle of internationals and ex-players from that were playing up in Japan who are basically looking for a job. So they're going to be a good team as well.
Now, a pay deal's been reached, Berkey, which is of great relief to the game at the moment. So they'll take a 30% cut until the end of September. And, well, it'll be renegotiated for the remainder of the year when a test match schedule is announced.
Yeah, that's right. And finally, it's it's going to be off their front of their mind, I suppose you call it that. The biggest part about it is that, you know, when you're talking about pay and arguing over pay, it just doesn't sound good for the normal punter who's, you know, struggling at the moment through COVID-19. These blokes are on good coin. So I'm glad they got a resolution together. I'm glad they sorted it out. And as you said, now they have to look forward to just, you know, belting each other again. But, you know, this is every sport is going through at the moment. And it's great to see these guys, you know, get a resolution and get playing again.
Who's some of the players for the Waratahs we should be looking out for, Berkey?
Yeah, well, boys, you mentioned before, there's a lot of the under-20s are coming through at the moment. So, Will Harris is coming through. We did a little story on him last night. He's put Jack Dempsey to the bench. Young guy, number 8, 196 centimetres. Big human, at the back there. So he'll be good to watch. There's also a centre called Joey Walton. Comes from up the Central Coast. A guy that is got good skills. I know one of my old former coaches said, keep an eye out for this bloke. So then you've got Marky Mark there on the wing there, who's done incredibly well so far. Nawanga Tuwazi, and he is electric. Scored a couple of tries against Crusaders early in the year. And it's going to be young blokes, going through that. So then you've got Will Harrison at number 10. So you've got all these young blokes coming through there. And then you've got a couple of old heads, just to give it a bit of spice, I suppose. But I'm looking forward to these young blokes going around. Again, remember they come up against James O'Connor up in Queensland. Brad Thorne's got these blokes pumped up, ready to go. They've also got Harry Wilson, a good number 8, coming back from Queensland as well. So we're seeing a lot of young guys coming through the ranks that are getting a start now, which is fantastic.
Who wins both these games? I mean, the Waratahs won the last 11 Super Rugby games against the Reds, and here they are, $3.40 outsiders. The Rebels, big outsiders against the Brumbies as well. Can you envisage an upset at all, Berkey?
Not from the Rebels, I don't think so. Brumbies, I think, will be too clinical. They do have a great team, the Rebels, though. That back line, finishing off with Marika Corabetti on the back line there, that'll be something special. If they get some ball, they'll be okay. But they've got to mix it up front. That's where the Brumbies' strength lies. For the Reds Waratahs game, I think that $3.25 is because of the youth. If they get a bit of a roll on, they may give it a shot. But I think Queensland might get the wood on them up in Queensland. But hey, Waratahs they had a forgettable start to the season. Originally in that Super Rugby season, they'll be hoping to find some form and find it through these young blokes with a bit of enthusiasm. But they'll be in there, but I think the Reds might get the run.
Have you caught much of the action across the ditch? We've got the Highlanders and Crusaders this week and the Chiefs and Hurricanes as well. What have you made of Super Rugby over in New Zealand?
Wet to start with. welcome back to rugby. These guys, they've certainly taking it to, again, another level. Crusaders are good. The Blues are good. Bowden Barrett's back at fullback. Just showing great skill. They've also got Dan Carter waiting in the wings there, the legend that he is. Crusaders, again, clinical. It's good footy being played. And hopefully test matches will get off the ground. They're talking about that bubble in New Zealand, perhaps, only, obviously, with no borders being crossed with, the spike of cases being rising here of COVID here in Australia. So we will get some test matches. There'll be at least 4, I reckon.
I was about to ask you, Berkey, what's the preferred option for the ARU and what's the most likely scenario?
Well, originally I heard 2 here, 2 there, 2 here. That was the whisper that was going around. And then I heard if there was going to be a bubble bringing Argentina and South Africa in, that could have been done in New Zealand as well, give them a little bit more advantage on the way through there, which is great. But I don't know whether that will go ahead with the rising cases and borders being crossed and what have you. So certainly an Australia-New Zealand series will go ahead. And, when you're looking at Dave Rennie getting his sinking his teeth into it, there's no bigger challenge than playing 4 games against New Zealand. at the back end of the year, but probably October-ish, I think it is that they're looking at. But he gets to look at these blokes now, boys, and he gets to look at the improvement, hopefully, that he'll see in the next coming weeks. And you know, like the NRL and the AFL, these boys have been in lockdown. All they want to do is just go and belt each other now. So I'm looking forward to Friday night.
Bring it on, Berkey. Good to talk to you, mate.
Always good, boys. Take care.